839 at WEOL. Time to talk Browns football with Scott Petrak on the Petrak Report. It's brought to you by Jamelis Wilson Merrill and Fritz Company, attorneys at law and Royal Business Equipment. Good morning, Scott. How are you today?
Good. How are you guys?
Great. Okay, here's Scott's favorite, the question that's heard around the world here, apparently.
Do you expect him to be the kicker week one?
Yeah, I think all those type of things, Scott, as you know, we always keep those internal as we get through this week. But I'll reiterate, I think Cade is very, very talented.
Thanks.
And someday it'll become external, Scott, right? But internally, right now it's internal. I don't know really how that works. Somebody had to ask that question, right, eventually?
Well, I felt it needed to be asked, yeah. To me, that was just a big change in tone from Kevin Stefanski about Cade York. He'd been unwavering in his public support, which I get. But, you know, that certainly signaled a change in Stefanski's approach, and I think leaves the door open for all kinds of possibilities in the next couple of days, and even longer than that. But before we get to the opener, is who's going to be the kicker. Now, I'm not saying it can't be Cade York, but I think they certainly could cut him and bring somebody else in. I think they could add a second kicker and, you know, keep York on the bench at the beginning of the year because they're so invested in him, which is highly unusual. So I'm not sure how it's going to play out, but I believe, you know, I mean, I just think that answer probably means that Cade York's not going to be kicking September 10th against the Bengals.
Wow, that's amazing, considering they had the draft pick. You know, it took them how many years to get rid of Anthony Schwartz? I'm just saying, but we didn't expect to have this predicament, did we? Or was this something at the end of last season we were still keeping an eye on at that point?
Well, yeah, that's interesting. You know, when you draft a kicker in the fourth round, you think he's the solution because it's high to take a kicker. The first time a kicker had been taken, I think it was 5 years, taken that high. And that was a second-round pick from Tampa Bay, and he flamed out either in his first year or really, really in his second year. So you're going out on a limb when you take a kicker, but it wasn't that long ago. You guys remember it was pretty well-received, the pick, because the Browns had instability at kicker. They were looking for the long-term answer. That seems like a way you find one is you take the best kicker in the draft and he's your guy and you commit to him. And they certainly committed to him. They haven't had any kickers, you know, on the roster besides him since they drafted him. But you did see a little bit of shakiness as last year progressed. You know, he made that big winner in the opener against Carolina, but he finished the year 24 for 32 on field goals. And that's not a good enough percentage. You know, I mean, so it's 75%, right? That's not good enough. So I think there's a little bit of concern going into this year, but you thought, or the team hoped, that a second season he'd be more comfortable. At LSU, he struggled a little bit as a freshman and then took off from there and was great the rest of his career. So that was certainly the hope. And then he's just been so shaky in the preseason. And what's weird is in training camp, in the practices, he's made almost everything. I don't think I've seen him miss a kick in like the designated field goal periods. But yet when he gets to the game, he just doesn't hit the ball the same way.
Scott, is there anybody out there who might fill the bill?
Yeah, I mean, there's some veterans out there that have been on the market. Robbie Gould, who spent all this time in San Francisco, I think he's 40. Doesn't have the legs that Cade York does, right? It's not as strong, but is accurate. Randy Bullock is out there. Mason Crosby spent forever in Green Bay. Those guys are all free agents and have been for a while. And then, you know, the cut from the 90-man roster to 53, the deadline is Tuesday, 4 o'clock. So there's going to be a lot of guys available. It's just a matter of who do you trust? Who do you think can be the guy? And then, you know, when you have a guy like York and you drafted him, there's some sense of stability. If you pick up a guy, it's, you know, as soon as he misses a kick or two, you're wondering, okay, do you have to bring in somebody else? And that's kind of the hamster wheel they were trying to get off of when they drafted York.
Speaking of cut downs, Anthony Schwartz among those let go yesterday, more cuts on the way. Do you think any more familiar names will be on the next list?
Yeah, I think there's guys that either have been with the team for a while or that open eyes in training camp, right? Austin Watkins Jr., the receiver, has had a really good preseason. There's a chance he gets cut. Now, I'm sure if he does, they would want to bring him back to the practice squad. But once you get on waivers, you're exposed to the other 31 teams. And you don't have to come back to this team's practice squad. You could sign somewhere else. So there's a gamble in cutting somebody. I'm interested to see what happens with Jordan Elliott. He started every game, I think, at defensive tackle last year. He's been routinely in with the first team defense this, you know, training camp and preseason. But they've just used him, to me, in unusual ways in the preseason. When guys were resting, when the other starters were resting, he was playing. He played longer than other starters. And to me, that signifies they're not content with him. Maybe they can work out a trade. Maybe they cut him now. He's a third-round pick, but he's entering the last year of his rookie contract. I think he's the guy to keep an eye on. You know, on the offensive line, I don't know what they're going to do with Luke Whipler, the rookie center slash guard out of Ohio State. Could he be the last lineman, or could he get cut? So I think, you know, and then running back, you know, they made the trade yesterday for Pierre Strong from New England. So I'd expect to see Demetric Felton Jr. cut. You know, and he's been with the team for a couple of years.
Talking this morning with Scott Petrak on the Petrak Report here on WEY. You can follow Scott at brownzone.com. Also read him in the Chronicle Telegram. Let's talk a little bit about that game against the Chiefs. What'd you like about the, I guess we can start on the defensive side. They seem to be, someone saying they seem to be quicker. They seem to be, that seems to be, is that evident to you too?
Yeah, I mean, I think their style is different. They're certainly more aggressive under coordinator Jim Schwartz. And it's only preseason, and you know, you never know if this lasts, but they're certainly getting their hands on a bunch of balls. You know, Juan Thornhill had the pick six. Caleb Biggers had a pick six. Rodney McLeod, the new safety, had an interception. So the first team defense was really active. We saw safeties, you know, previous weeks. They're making impact plays, which is what it's designed to do. That's what that unit's designed to do. That with that philosophy, the aggressive attacking philosophy, is certainly designed to do. So I think there have been a lot of big good moments for that starting defense. Now, there are a couple injuries that are concerning. Denzel Ward, who never plays in the preseason but did, is in the concussion protocol. It's at least his fourth concussion, if it is, you know, in fact, a concussion. He's not just in the protocol. Fourth since he's been in the league. That's concerning. Linebacker Jordan Kanashik, who spent a bunch of time with the starters, he's out multiple weeks with a knee injury. So it's plenty of good, but you know, once you get these injuries now, as the season's getting closer and closer, those are a concern.
Yeah, and Deshaun Watson, are we opening up the offense a lot more, it seems, or what do we
see? Well, you know, I don't think we've seen it. You know, like the 53-yard pass to Amari Cooper, that was not like a designed deep play. Watson broke contain, you know, escaped the pocket, and Cooper scramble drill breaks free, right? So that wasn't like Stefanski called, you know, a deep go route. But I think once you get to the regular season, they're going to open things up a lot more. And that's certainly what Deshaun Watson has said. He said he expects fireworks. I'm interested to see just how much it changes, how open the offense is. But, you know, we've talked about it forever. That this was going to be an evolution of the system to fit Deshaun Watson better. And that's going to be a lot of different things. It's going to be quarterback runs. It's going to be option. It's RPOs. Hopefully they mix in some deep balls because that's something that was missing last year. But I do think this offense is going to look a lot different. And the hope for the Browns is that that means a lot more explosive.
Yeah, well, they'll all be put to test against the Bengals coming up in just about 2 weeks. We'll see how that will. Keep in touch, Scott. We'll talk with you again next week.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Appreciate your time. Scott Petrak joining us this morning on the Petrak Report, brought to you by Jamelis Wilson, Maryland Fritz Company, attorneys at law, and Royal Business Equipment.